Brighton Festival 2018.
And the lunchtime classical concerts in the Brighton Festival are a great opportunity to wind down in the middle of the day and catch some of the future musical stars of the classical world. Tomorrow's concert at 1pm in St Nicholas's Church features Les Casper Girls. They're a French quartet, 1, 2, 3, 4, yes, they're all here, playing songs of courtly love from the 17th and 18th century Baroque era. So I think we'd probably better start off and hear your first piece.
Qu'la disait ta sa bergère, pressée d'un amour sans égal. Qu'la disait ta sa bergère, pressée d'un amour sans égal. Qu'la disait ta sa bergère, pressée d'un amour sans égal. Malgré que ton cœur est brutal, tu te mets toujours en colère. Malgré que ton cœur est brutal, tu te mets toujours en colère. La la, qu'elle ne soit pas si sévère, qu'on ne te veut point de mal. La la, qu'elle ne soit pas si sévère, qu'on ne te veut point de mal.
Woo! Wow! Wow! That was live in our Bijou studio in Brighton Open Market. It's a very, very tiny studio. We have four of Les Casper Girls here. We have Alice, Axel, Alban and Barbara. Welcome to Radio Reverb.
Thank you too, welcome.
Thank you very much for joining us. Alban, I'm going to ask you if you can shuffle a teensy bit closer to the microphone.
Yep.
First of all, I'm going to ask you, what is this magnificent instrument you're playing? It's like an enormous lute.
So I first apologise for my bad English first.
It's better than our French, possibly.
Okay. So it's a plucked instrument. It's the same family as guitars. And it's a Baroque instrument. So you have just a normal neck like a guitar, but mm-hmm. a different tuning. And they add a double neck with just basses in some like gamme. Yeah, and the more higher notes. So that's it.
It looks very difficult to play.
It's like everything we have to learn. But yeah.
Okay, so tell me about the songs that you're playing, because they're not very well-known songs. So in the Baroque repertoire, we might know the work of Bach, but you play songs that are not so well-known. Why why have you chosen to do that?
Yeah, for women who know the Baroque French music, the most famous style of music, it's air de cour, which are the official court songs, like at the time of the king, Sun King. And we are playing the parallel of this air de cour, which called Brunette. It's like air with popular roots, and it's in a way more simple because it's more popular. It's for middle and upper class, not nobles. And so they talked about love, they talked about mythology, and most of the time with one or two voices and with a small group of instruments, like my instruments, arclute and viola da gamba, to make an accompaniment for the lyrics.
Now, when you were performing that, I think it lost something on radio because the two singers, there was a bit of confrontation and acting and drama. And did I hear the word colère? Colère? A bit of a fight going on.
Yeah, of course. All this song tell a story. And this story, it's a story of some Colin, it's his name, and he's living some bergère. I don't know the name in English. I'm sorry. Pastoral things.
Farmer. And farmer, I think. It's a farmer, isn't it?
Yeah. Countryside or something.
Yeah, maybe. And he's angry because she doesn't want to be in love with him. And this is a funny song, actually. This one is a funny song. Not all are funny, but this one, yes.
Well, she is in love with him, or she doesn't want to be in love with him.
She doesn't want to be, but he wants absolutely to.
Oh, it's the never-ending story of the man who wants the woman who wants nothing to do with her. It's the Me Too scenario in Baroque terms.
It's kind of that. It was really at the same time than today, and so, yeah.
Okay. Hashtag Me Too Baroque.
That's sense.
So I get the feeling then that when people come and see Les Casper Girls, it's a very visual experience as well as the beauty of the sound. So this is an important part of what you do, so the performance part as well.
Absolutely, we try to make alive this music as much as possible, even if four centuries are between this music and us. But we try; it's our language, so we can understand and try to make it.
So you're all very young. What appeals to you about this music? You know, you're not playing Kanye West on these instruments. What is it you like about this music in particular that makes you want to play it?
Yeah, we all begin really young with Baroque music. Like for us, Barbara and I start at like 6 and 5 years old with our instruments, and also for the singers. So we all our life was full of this music. And of course, you can do different things, but there is such a big repertory in Baroque music. You can spend your whole life without getting boring.
Well, I'm going to return to your instrument then, because did you start playing that ginormous version of a lute at 5 or 6?
It's twice as big as a five-year-old.
It must be twice as big as a five-year-old, that instrument.
Yeah, it was Renaissance lute, actually. This one is a Baroque instrument, and I start with a Renaissance lute, which is like half the size.
Okay, well, that makes sense. I was seeing this little five-year-old, like, with the...
Yeah.
I think it's probably time for another song.
Yes,
please.
C'est le charmant rive de la Belgique que j'aime tant. C'est le charmant rive de la Belgique que j'aime tant. L'autre jour en s'approchant, Méridienne vous l'a dit.
Beautiful, beautiful. Le Casper Girls. You are performing at St. Nicholas's Church in Brighton, which is the first of a few UK dates. Have you been to St. Nicholas's Church yet
Have
a look?
Never, and it's the first time we are in Brighton, and for me it's the first time I'm in England my life. So.
Welcome to Brighton, welcome to England. And you are in for a treat. St. Nicholas's is Brighton's oldest church, so it's the mother church of Brighton. It's beautiful. Wow. It's beautiful. And I can guarantee you will have a fantastic audience who will love you too.
We are delighted to play there.
So thank you very much for joining us. I think we ought to have one more song as you're
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. I thought I was being transported to the gardens of Versailles, but your description tells me it's more likely to have been a chateau in the Loire region with the middle class bourgeoisie there than the Versailles. So I'm going to go to the Loire and I'm going to have a little verre of something.
A little glass of champagne.
A Touraine, a white Touraine, I think. Anyway, let's have some more music. Marvellous.
Je ne veux plus aimer rien que mon roulet.
absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much, Les Capsper Girls. So collectively, Alice, Axel, Alban and Barbara, very good luck with your show in the Brighton Festival.
St
Nicholas's Church, 1 p.m. on Wednesday. One of the lunchtime concerts in the Brighton Festival. One off, one chance only. Don't miss it. Thank you so much for joining us on Radio Reverb. Cheers. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
That's amazing. Loved it.
So I just tweeted out a photo of them, and I'm just in the process of tweeting out a little video et. So if you want to see what they look like and see this incredible instrument here as well, then do go to Radio Reverb's Twitter.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.